Have you ever wondered how to integrate spirituality into relationships? We're going to dive into that today in the topic of pure relationships here on The Spiritual American. We Americans enjoy a wonderful and powerful way of life, but internally and in relationships, we may wish for better. Join me as we look beneath the surface and gain insights to transform every aspect of your life. My name is Dr. Ann O'Hare, and this is The Spiritual American. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Today, we have a very beautiful topic, pure relationships. Now, purity might not be something that we think too much about in the West. Purity isn't too much on our mind. Usually it's more about achievement and success and feeling good and so forth. But purity is an interesting topic. So let's talk about that for a minute. What does that mean? Purity means that it is the essence of itself and nothing else. Pure means that the thing, whatever we're talking about, is in its essence. It's in its essenceful state, and there's nothing else there. So how does that relate to relationships? Well, nowadays, I would say that relationships are pretty impure. There's a lot of expectations going on. There's a lot of memories, a lot of negative feelings, a lot of hopes and dreams and upset and fights and history and all kinds of things going on in relationships. So how do we generate or get access to purity in relationships? Today, I'm going to talk about how we can use meditation, I, the soul, in connection with God, Supreme Soul, and having all relationships with God. I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to describe this, and then we will practice. So, one other point of understanding. Every relationship is unique. Every relationship has its own back and forth kind of understanding, its own profile of feelings, or maybe you could say potential that you can experience within it. Like marriage is a different relationship than parent-child. And employer-employee is a different relationship than, let's say, coach and person on a sports team. They're different, right? So there's something different and unique about relationships. Now, the relationships that I'm going to discuss today are the basic relationships of human beings. Mother, father, friend, beloved, teacher, and guide. Those relationships are the basic relationships of being human. We all have parents. We all have to have friends. We all hopefully have the feeling of being in love or being with a partner, and then also teacher, and then guide, someone to guide us when we need help to get better, or to like a coach. Coach would be another word for that. So each of those relationships are unique. One of the things I want to share is that nowadays, it seems, at least to me, that it's not really possible to have a very ultimately perfected, pure experience of any of those relationships nowadays. That's not anybody's fault. It's just the state of the world and the state that everyone is in right now that makes it like that. And that's why what I'm going to talk about is to use God as friend, God as mother, God as father. And we're going to practice that. But we have to understand how do I know what the relationship is, the unique relationship, and how do I know what I'm supposed to get from it? What is the outcome that I'm supposed to get out of that relationship? So let's try one. Let's try mother. So just for a moment, just reflect for yourself for a moment. When you're thinking of a mother, imagine that you had the best mother ever. Or right now, you have the best mother, the perfect mother for you. Think of three words that that relationship would make you feel, three feelings that you can say that you would feel if you had the perfect mother for you. So for example, for me, it would be acceptance, love, and support, like encouragement, let's say. So those are three words. So what I would do with that relationship, so forget about all human beings now. In meditation, I'm getting in touch with those feelings and I'm a point of light. I'm getting into meditation and I see God as another point of light. And I'm getting in touch with those feelings. I'm imagining that God is my mother. So God is the perfect mother, the pure mother, the unlimited perfection of a mother. And so I'm able to explore those feelings, the love, the acceptance, the encouragement. I'm able to explore those feelings without the rest of the human stuff that gets in the way. That would be the impurities, right? So when I'm in that relationship with God and I'm experiencing those feelings that I've identified, so each one of us can identify, what feelings do I want to feel in that relationship? Or what feelings do I believe I would feel if it was perfect in that relationship? So then let's look at Father. Actually, these are mini meditations as I'm going through them, right? So Father, we'll go through Father. And so what three qualities, if you had the perfect Father for you, what three feelings would you feel? For me, I can think of a few. So for me, it would be proud, be proud. I'd feel safe. And I'd feel, what's that word? Like launched into the world properly. Like maybe you could call that worthy. Worthy, maybe. So I'm in meditation. And now there's no other human beings. It's just me and God, I the soul and God, and now God is my Father. And I feel proud of myself. I feel proud of God. I feel proud to be God's child. I feel worthy, and so forth. So what I'm doing is I'm creating an experience of that pure relationship. What does that do? How does that help me? It's fulfilling the emotional needs of the relationship. Can you see that if I fulfill my own emotional needs, then I'm probably going to be better in my human relationships? I'm probably going to be less irritable. I'm probably going to be less reactive. I'm probably going to be less needy. I'm probably going to be less demanding. If I have identified my own emotional needs and now I'm getting them fulfilled. This is very powerful, what we're talking about right now. This is very powerful spiritual work. Having all relationships with God is a way to fill your emotional tank. Who will you be for others then in your life? If your emotional tank is totally full, how would you be in relationships with others? It will transform your relationships. One other thing I mentioned in the last episode, which was the course, we were talking about service. I find that a lot of times this emotional needs, these unmet emotional needs, keep us from giving, keep us from feeling like we can give or be generous. It's very painful for us to feel like we can't give anything. It's very painful. We seem to be, at least this is my experience, always reaching for something needs to be met. But if I can learn how to get these fundamental needs met in meditation, which is a real experience, it's a heart experience, and it's not somebody telling me what to feel, I've decided what the qualities are. And now God is cooperating with me and giving me the power to fill myself with those qualities, with those feelings. So let's practice. Let's do a meditation and we'll practice together. How to have these pure relationships, how to have all relationships with God. So sitting quietly, bring your attention inward. Relax the body. You can close your eyes or you can look at me. Imagine there's a small point of light here in the center of the forehead. The soul talking to souls. Let the body relax. Bring your attention to the center of your own forehead. Imagine there's a point of light, the sparkling star, I, the soul. Point of living energy, living consciousness. And I understand that as a human being, I have many relationships. And there are many, many potential feelings and outcomes available in these relationships. And so now I'm going to imagine myself in the world of light. World of peace, of red, orange light. I'm the point, and I see in front of me is another point. So the Supreme Soul is there, very, very still and very, very quiet. So give yourself a moment now to bring up one of those relationships. Let's try the friend. What feelings would I like to feel with the best friend for me? Perfect friend for me. How would I feel? Give yourself a few words. Maybe supported. Companion, helper. And now just be with the Supreme. That God is my friend, my friend. And that I can feel those feelings fill me up. And my eternal friend, my unlimited forever friend. And let yourself feel those feelings. We'll do one more. Try on God as my beloved, my soulmate, my one and only, the one who's there for me all the time, who knows my heart of hearts. Just come up with a few words, what that relationship would mean to you. If it was perfect for you. And now looking at the Supreme Soul as my eternal beloved, just fill my heart with the qualities and feelings that would make me feel full. My beloved, this one is my sweet father, my mother, my friend, my my teacher, my guide, my beloved, my everything. In my heart of hearts, I can open my heart to be absolutely fulfilled for me. I say what it is that I need, or what it means to me, or what that fulfillment is. And God allows for that to be filled. Staying here for a few more moments. And then making a mental memory that I can come back anytime to continue to work on these relationships and fill my heart so that I can be generous in my human relationships. So now we're leaving the soul world. Gently come back. Bring your awareness back to your body. Move your fingers and toes a little bit. Bring your energy up and forward. And come back to waking awareness. And we're back. I hope that that was a good exercise, that you're able to taste and experience how you can get your own needs fulfilled. Very, very powerful. Like I said, I cannot overstate how powerful this is. So I will leave it there. I hope that you all enjoyed this journey and meditation. Remember, our slogan is heal, empower, and serve. And until next time, take care.